Hello, listeners. I am Marian Rosales, and I'm going to talk to you about a project that I did in school for my history class, which is a reflection. And I based this podcast on the doc that I did, and I really like how I wrote it. So I thought that it would be great to share a little bit with you and change a little bit too about your perspective about how Mexico should be and how it is. So I've been thinking about this whole semester a lot. And I learn in very different ways. For starters, learning what the president can or cannot do according to the Constitution, it's pretty helpful. And not just for general knowledge, but for assuring Mexico's future. With people more prepared, the government cannot steal as they wish. With citizens that know how to apply their rights, our vision changed, but also gave us hope. And unfortunately, it is something that we lost a long time ago when we started to get used to robberies, kidnaps, mordidas, even saying hazlo a la mexicana, and we immediately think about all the wrong stuff about Mexico. But thanks to these history classes, it doesn't look disappointing anymore, the horizon, because the youth, us, Mexico's energy, we were actually getting prepared to change Mexico and to develop a new hope. As we advance during this at-home period, I noticed something very different about my Zoom classes. Even though we are pretty tired and kind of needing some holidays and some vacation, we are prepared for represent Mexico. But not as the silly, worthless country everybody think it is, but as empire it can be. Full of welcoming, warm people, beautiful landscapes that leave you breathless, with delicious food that we love, and the most wonderful and deep traditions and customs, but especially with that enthusiasm that only Mexicans know how to work out. And exactly that's what Mexicans do, being original, full of joy, always ready to party and celebrate, but most important, ready to give a hand to the one in need. So the next time we think about our Mexico, our country, we'll do it with lots of pride, because como México, no hay dos. For continuing, I would like to share with you my proposal. And I would like to say that I really enjoy every project with it throughout the semester, but I think that the one that I enjoyed the most was the anti-corruption photograph. It was a very nice project because, thank God, the teacher or the history teachers didn't ask us to write something. It was something based on creativity or working out at your home, a super nice space for winning the contest and for changing the perspective of the people of what they know about Mexico, and also trying to portray your perspective about your own country and how corruption works on it. So we have to, you know, like take a little bit of creativity and put it inside our homes and backyards, kitchens. But the only thing that I would actually like to change from it, it's the point that when I was actually checking out the photos, I noticed that some of them were from the internet. And I actually really think that it was a little bit unfair for the ones that actually went out or trying to, as I said before, working out like under kitchens and other homes. It was a little bit unfair because we actually tried to do something that was, you know, like from us and for the school and everything, you know? And I think that it will be great if, as we upload the photograph, we could also upload some evidence that we actually took the photo. But after that, I think that everything was very well done, very well prepared, and very well exposed. So, I also think that we could corroborate all of our info that we are putting into this very high production that is this semester with international resources, because as we know and how really is, Mexican government is not as transparent as we wish it to be. So we could base our reports and arguments in articles like CIA or Latindex, and I think that will be make a great change about what we think Mexico is and what actually is and how work it out. So I hope that you really like this podcast, and thanks for this great semester. Bye.